Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. In these days of sheltering in place due to the Corona-19, we find ourselves being cut off from some of the activities we hold most dear. Our family is truly missing the opportunity to play and listen to music in concert and at festivals with friends. We actually had to cancel our old-time fest we sponsor each summer. This week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll offer some great live music recorded over a long period of time, featuring some great players and singers in a variety of venues. Our theme music is from Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele, recorded live at a number of different venues across the U.S. From the CD Live Duets on Sugar Hill Records, we heard a tune by Chris called Byron's. We'll open with Pete Seeger and a variety of banjo styles recorded at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963. In concert this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When I first started playing a banjo, I had to learn. Hello? Now, after 27 years of trying to pick a five-string banjo, I realized the best banjo music I know uses mostly single strings, and sometimes just one chord. Like Frank Proffit plays Tom Dooley. As one of the first banjo tunes I ever heard, just two notes. Now, there was a fellow named B.F. Shelton, made a Victor record, 12-inch record, about 1928, I guess. The seagulls are all coming around to listen, too. They make pretty good music. But he accompanied the verse with just these two notes, because he sparkled them up like this. Wake up, wake up, darling Corey.
What makes you sleep so sound? Them revenue officers are coming, gonna tear your still house down. Wake up, wake up, darling Cory. Quit hanging around my bed. Bad liquor's ruined my body. Pretty women gone to my head. Yes, oh yes, my darling, I'll do the best I can, but I'll never give my pleasure to another gambling man. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down and carry down.
We got Pete here, and we were talking about it before. We've been using the term the basic strum because you have it in your book, and everybody sort of knows the words now. But could you tell us a little bit of how you think that you arrived at that particular style as the basis for banjo playing?
Well, I don't know. I'm afraid this book is another case of the blind leading the blind. I half knew how to pick a banjo, and some people started asking me how to teach them what I knew, and before I knew it, I'd written a book on it. And there started my downfall, because to read the book, you'd think I knew all about it. And I invented words for things I didn't know. I just had seen some people. Well, I saw Bascom Lunsford sometimes will strum down, but Pete Steele does it more often.
We were just talking about those two in that particular. Could you show us, you know, sort of the basic principle of it, because I think that's...
Well, when you're frailing, of course, you keep on going down. But in this basic strum I got, it's a little easier, I think, for people to learn on, but as I say, I don't know if it's a trap or not. You pick up on one string and then strum down the rest. If you do it for about 2 years, you get a nice, easy ripple on it. It's not a hard thing to do, and you can't get that intense kind of a tone. But I still like it for a simple, relaxed song, especially when I'm singing with kids. Hey, hey, skip to my loo. Hey, hey, skip to my loo. Hey, hey, skip to my loo. Skip to my loo, my darling. Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Lost my partner, what'll I do? Skip to my loo, my darling. But as I say, you have to do it for a year or so. And there's a danger, of course, people find they're getting too fast. When people are learning a banjo, I found they always started going too fast, and then they couldn't slow down. And I'd ask them to slow it down. They said, I can't. It was like asking a person to fall off a table slowly. He had to go fast or not go at all. And, of course, it didn't sound good. That's what an awful lot of banjo pickers sound like in the third month.
Which reminds me.
Hey, let me play one more Frank Prophet song, because Frank Prophet, who's not here today, and doggone, I brought one of his homemade banjos and I didn't bring it around today, I left it back in the room. He makes his own banjos with a hammer and saw and glue and one or two other tools, jackknife, some sandpaper, and if he can't get a groundhog, he can use a cat skin. And he stretches it over a little piece of stove pipe, and you'd be surprised how sweet it sounds. It doesn't have a brilliant tone, but it's got a nice plunky tone, just the nicest plunky tone you could imagine. I've been trying to persuade him to write up the plans so other people could make banjos, but he's never got around to it. But if you want one of his banjos, he only asks $50 for it, which is very little for anything handmade nowadays, especially if you consider they charge $600 for a good 12-string guitar. So one of Frank Prophet's banjos is a real bargain at $50. Well, anyway, Frank plays with no frets on his banjo, like the old time. He said when banjos were first sent in by mail order and they saw them, they didn't know what to do with the frets, and they filed them flat. Now, he learned the song Tom Dooley from his grandfather before he taught it to Frank Warner, who taught it to me and others, and the Kingston Trio got hold of it. But Frank also sings a very unusual song, giving a little glimpse of history 100 years ago and of the times that tried America and divided America 100 years ago. I'm going across the mountain, oh, fare you well. Going across the mountain, you can hear my banjo tell. Got my rations on my back, my powder, it is dry. Going across the mountain, oh, Chrissy, don't you cry. Across the mountain to join the boys in blue. When this fighting's over, I'll come back to you. Going across the mountains, if I have to crawl, to give old Jeff's men a little my rifle ball. Before it's good daylight, if nothing happens to me, I'll be way down yonder in old Tennessee. Spec you'll miss me when I'm gone, but I'm going through. When this fighting's over, I'll come back to you. Going across the mountain, oh, fare you well. Going across the mountain, you can hear my banjo tell.
We'd like to call Mr. Earl Scruggs back around here. A real fine tune that he has picked out this time. One entitled Earl's Breakdown. Thank you.
in this time of sheltering in place. Lots of clubs are closed and lots of festivals have been canceled. This week and next, we're going to listen to live music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. And that was Earl Scruggs along with Hilo Brown and the Timberliners, recorded back in 1959 at the Newport Folk Festival and Earl's Breakdown. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, that nice long demonstration of banjo styles was from the 1963 Newport Folk Festival featuring Pete Seeger. I'm not sure who was talking to him. I can't recognize the voice exactly. That's from Pete Seeger live at Newport on Vanguard Records as well. Back in 1962, Bob Dylan was just a young songwriter in New York City in Greenwich Village, and he played the Gaslight. And he had just written a song called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And if you listen closely, he doesn't even know all the words yet, and some of them are different than they ended up being. This is Bob Dylan, recorded in 1962 at the Gaslight, as we listen to a bunch of folks recorded in Greenwich Village, live in concert on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Sit and wonder why I be. Ain't it ain't no use to sit and wonder why I be if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be traveling on. You're the reason I'll be gone. Don't think twice, cause it's all right. Well, ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. Yeah. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. I can't hear you anymore. I wish there was something you would do or say. Try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, cause it's alright. Well, it ain't no use in turning on your lights, babe. Lights I never know. And it ain't no use in burning your lamp, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Well, it's lonesome traveling down a lonesome road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, cause it's all right. Could have done better, but I don't mind. Ah, you just wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, cause it's all right.
Front line as the crow flies, I notes stashed in my shirt from the Prince of Wales. Far above the field, with his marshals and their chainmail, their banners taut and high. I did not ask him what the notes said. He did not offer to explain. It's not my job to ask the questions. I'm just the courier. Just the courier. A flare shot leaves a scar, burning in the dark. On my forearms, through the barbed wire, and another 50 yards, and crouching in the trench, clutching bayonets, 100 men on me to chest. 100 marionettes. I am the string pulled by the sure hand, animating what was still. And I am invisible and faithful. I am a breaks the seal and quickly reads the note. On your feet, boys, make your peace, boys, and pass those letters down to this courier, guardian. Deliver each by hand, and I take this as a point of honor to be a courier, to be a courier, to be a courier.
Do I sing over there or just pick up?
It'll pick up.
These guys always have faith.
Question.
Doesn't seem to be much to say about this. It's a song that Chippy Hill used to sing, who's an old blues singer. It's called Trouble in Mind. I'll go now to the river, hell, I'll take my rocking chair, and if the blues don't quit me, well, I'll rock on away from there. Trouble in mind, I'm blue. You know I won't be blue always. Well, the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2017. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Chris Thiele and Mike Marshall, and they're recording live duets. And we heard a tune called Till Dawn, written by Mike Marshall. That's on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, in this program featuring live recordings. We'll do this again next week. We heard from Dave Van Ronk from the recording Down in Washington Square, the Smithsonian Folkways Collection. And we heard a tune called Trouble in Mind, recorded back in 1958 for an organization called the Folk Singers Guild. They held their concerts at 13 West 17th Street in New York City. Dave Van Ronk. And before that, we heard from Tim Buckley, recorded live at the Folklore Center, Izzy Young's Folklore Center in New York City, March the 6th, 1967. And we heard Song for Janie. During that particular series at the Folklore Center, which he called the Folklore Center Folk Festival, the week before it was Spider John Kerner. The week afterwards, it was Art Rosenbaum, and Jack Elliott was playing the week after that on Monday nights. Great stuff. That's on Tompkins Square Music. And before that, from Richard Schindel, and probably my favorite of Richard's tunes, The Courier, recorded live at The Bottom Line in New York City in 1990. That's from The Fast Folk, a community of singers and songwriters on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with Bob Dylan, recorded live at The Gaslight back in 1962, and an early version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. That's on Columbia Records. We're going to lead off this next set of live recordings with the Savoie Doucet Cajun Band from their recording Live at the Dance, and a tune recorded at the Birchmere down in Alexandria, Virginia, in January of 1994. In translation, this is Young People from the Country, the Savoie Doucet Cajun Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Zydeco cha-cha, baby. Thank you. How about that?
Please welcome to the Brigades, Miss Christine Lavin. Yeah.
Way back last century, I joined America Online. Had to come up with a password, something uniquely mine. I picked the word lightning, I have no idea why. Lightning's gonna be my password until the day I die. Remember how it felt to get your first password? You remember the cyber generation. Then I opened an account with Amazon. They wanted a password too. So again, I picked the word lightning. That was a logical thing to do. Then I joined Facebook. They said a single word was not sufficient. They want both letters and numbers to be safe and efficient. So I added the number 52 to my word lightning. Lightning 52 is my Facebook password. My online skills are heightening. But then I read it's dangerous to use the same password everywhere. So I thought, okay, what's easy to remember? And a company's lightning up in the air. Thunder! That'll be my new password as I download iTunes. But they also want a number, so Thunder 1 is what I picked that afternoon. Then I joined satellite radio, another password to create. What goes with lightning and thunder? Hail! That'll work just great. But they said, no, hail is too short a word. But hailstones, that works fine. I've already come a long way from lightning and obsolete America Online. Then I joined Gmail. Lightning, thunder, hailstones, Twister. But they tell me that's a weak password, so I consult my little sister. Now, when you have computer trouble, you can't go to somebody older and wiser because there is nobody older and wiser. I actually know a woman whose three-year-old helps her when she's got computer trouble. So my little sister says, how about the word hurricane, but add a number to make it secure. Hurricane 53 kept the bad guys from my digital door. So far, so good, till the day Facebook let me know. Somebody hacked into my account, my old password has gotta go. Oh no, Lightning 52 became Lightning 53. But only for a couple of weeks. Cause then my account got hacked again and my password needed tweaks. But Lightning 54 was rejected. They said it was way too close to Lightning 53. So I made a bold choice. Humidity 9, that's the new password for me. Now everything was A-OK. By the way, this is all true, I'm not kidding. Everything was A-OK until the day I let a friend use my laptop. She did something to my AOL account that brought it to a screeching stop. They said she emailed way too many people. So my account got junked. I could reopen it in 24 hours, but my password was now defunct. So AOL gave me a new password, my zip code and my initials. But they said if I didn't like it, I could change it back to something more creative and less official. Well, I tried changing it back to Lightning, but they said nope. You gotta pick another word. So for whatever reason at that particular moment in time, Typhoon 56 is what I prefer. Lightning, Lightning 52, Thunder 1, okay. Hailstones, Hurricane. This is the sing-along part, weren't you paying attention? Lightning 53, Lightning 54. I'm starting to get confused. What is that, the password for? Humidity 9, CL10025. I think I'm starting to overload my brain's external drive. Typhoon 56, I don't remember what that does. If only I could go back to the time when lightning was the only password I'd remember, the only password to memorize, the only password to open sesame, everything under digital skies. Of the single, simple password for ancient history. I'm gonna change my password to I'm an old idiot, 123. Thank you.
Meet the Wainwright on the train, the boat, the bus. Join the family. Come on, rub elbows with us. We're the Wainwright. That singing family,
for 5 days and 5 nights. Come sample our reality.
In Alaska, that wild and crazy state, is a safe distance from the lower 48.
We're the Wainwrights. We get looks and we get stares.
More than eagles, Eskimos, glaciers, moose and bears.
Meet the Wainwrights. Now we finally have a show. Forget the Osbournes. Those Kardashians must go.
We're the Wainwrights.
We can play and we can sing.
Our Sound of Music, kind of a screwed up on trap type thing.
Rufus Wainwright.
You remember him?
Once was a tip man. Now he checks specs out at the gym.
I have a trainer traveling with me on the bus.
Cause he's more famous and much richer than the rest of us. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Awesome singing crew.
Suzy and Lucy, they're a daughter, mother, too, so.
But they're Wainwrights, and for that we are glad.
Once upon a happy time, I slept with Lucy's dad.
Sloaney?
Sloaney?
Sloaney Wainwright. Ah! His voice will not quit. Bears and eagles. And whales are afraid of it.
And Sarah Palin runs the other way. Is Sarah in Alaska or has she moved to L.A.?
La 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 la.
Clap your hands.
La 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 la.
All stay in time.
Loudon Wainwright. Hey, he's the patriarch.
He's the skunk man who can get a little dark. He is important and would like to make it clear
that were not for Loudon, none of you folks would be here. So meet the Wainwright. On the train, the boat, the bus.
We're the Wainwrights. Come on and rub elbows with us.
We're the Wainwrights. That singing family. Stuck here on Kiamo, we are stranded out at sea. The adventure of a lifetime with the Wainwright family.
Oh yes, it's always good to end a show with a sing-along. That was Meet the Wainwrights from Loudon Wainwright III's recording Years in the Making. That was recorded live on a cruise that the whole family did. Sloan and Rufus and Martha and Suzzy Roach and Lucy Wainwright Roach and Loudon. Back in 2015, the Wainwright Family Alaskan Adventure is what that was called. Meet the Wainwrights. That's on Story Song Records. And before that, Christine Lavin from her recording Christine Lavin and Friends Live at McCabe's and Remembering My Passwords. That's still a problem for me. Live at McCabe's from Christine Lavin. And before that, we heard from Clifton Chenier from the recording Zydeco Dynamite, the anthology. And we heard Zydeco Cha-Cha recorded live someplace. They don't tell you. It's on Rhino Records. And before that, we heard some more Cajun music from Balfe Toujours live at Whiskey River Landing. And we heard a wonderful tune called The Candle Is All Right, That's the translation from the Cajun French, folks. It's on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with the Savoir Doucet Cajun Band live at the dance, recorded live at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, back in January of 1994, and young people from the country. That's on Arhuli Records. Hope you've enjoyed this week of live recordings in response to our enforced quarantine during this coronavirus period. People can't get out and see shows, although there's lots of wonderful ones online. Check it out. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. Next week, we'll have part two of our In Concert series. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. And be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2017.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring